certainly one of the motivating issues with the Tea Parties as well are constitutional issues, mm-hmm. In particular issues of federalism, mm-hmm. which is something that we've been dealing with, you know, sort of the federal government increasingly putting both mandates on the states to spend money and also mandates to enforce federal requirements. Congressman McInnes, as governor, the sort of fellow who would be able to push back against the federal government unburdening itself on the states, which of course bears a direct relationship to our ability to balance our own fiscal books?
Yeah, I mean, he specifically has said, for example, in the area of health care, he's very troubled about Medicaid. I think it's 30% to 40% of our state budget is Medicaid and mandates related thereto. He's a big proponent of the Second Amendment, and he's made no bones about that. So down the line, Scott's the kind of guy, if you ask him a question, you get a direct answer. And he does have a bully pulpit as governor that he'll use. And he's not a subtle guy. So he's more than happy to push back and say, wait a minute. You know, we're states for a reason, and as I said, he has specifically talked about his deep concerns about the healthcare system and what might result with Obamacare, and that's obviously a huge difference between Bill Ritter, who seems to be carrying every pom-pom and that he can for Ritter's healthcare plan, and Scott, who believes that individuals ought to be able to control their destiny when it comes to healthcare. So that's one example. But, yeah, he is he's a guy who believes in the bully pulpit and isn't shy to use it.
What about now you mentioned Second Amendment and you mentioned healthcare. What about potentially using or having the state file lawsuits on the basis of the 10th Amendment?
It's a hypothetical. Obviously,
we're not addressing specifically.